Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm John Rensenhouse, and I'll be your host this week as we return to the Vintage Radio Suspense Series to bring you an episode called Love, Honor, or Murder. It was written by Larry Marcus and first aired on January 29th, 1950. Our version today will star Kathy Barnett and David Fritz, so let's get right to it. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater proudly presents Love, Honor, or Murder, a tale well calculated to keep you in. Suspense.
Hello, Alice. Yeah, this is Helen. Look, kid, I'm not going to be able to go to the dance after all. Well, Harry works the late shift with that taxi of his, so I got to stay home and look at the four walls again. Oh, I'm so fed up. Sometimes I feel like leaving this house and Harry and the whole works. Believe me, the only reason I haven't is because I need the money to do it. 7 years of wedded bliss. Only thing to show for it is this stinking place. If I ever get my hands on $1,000, I get out of here so fast it would make you... I said, if I had $1,000, I'd kiss off Harry so fast it'd make you... Hey, hold it a minute. Alice, somebody came in. Hold it. Is that you, Harry?
Yeah, it's me. Came home early.
Well, if you expect to find dinner at this hour, you're going to be disappointed. It's Harry, Alice.
Honey?
What I was saying was... Oh, yeah.
Honey, cut the conversation. Something's happened.
It's the same old thing.
I said cut the conversation. Here, give me that phone.
But what for? Harry!
Alice, Helen will call you later. Goodbye.
Big man.
Baby, you know what I got here? $12,000.
Are you out of your mind, Harry?
Helen, I found this wallet in my cab just a few minutes ago.
Wallet?
Here, look inside. Open it up.
Harry, $100 bills.
And 50s and 20s and 10s. More than $12,000.
$12,000?
Now is it all right to come home early?
Oh, gee, I don't know what to say.
Nah, take it easy, baby. Don't get too excited. I gotta give it back.
Give it back?
Well, yeah, look at the name inside the wallet.
Well, first you...
It belongs to a regular customer of mine. Sidney Walker, the news commentator. I take him around town every afternoon. He calls up for me personally.
$12,000?
Yeah, but as far as we're concerned, it's not worth 12 cents, huh? If I don't turn it into the company before Walker calls about it, they can throw me in the pen for 5 years.
Then why did you bring it home?
I don't know. I guess I shouldn't have at that. It's just that I never saw so much money before. I wasn't so far away, and I just had to bring it home and show it to you.
You had to bring it home and wave it under my nose. It's just like you.
Oh, now, Helen.
That's just like you, Harry.
Now, give me the money, Helen. Walker's going to remember leaving the money in my cab. He'll call up the company.
Wait a second. How long ago did you find the money?
20 minutes ago. I came straight home.
So what's the hurry?
What?
As long as you're home, and why don't you wash up? I'll fix you some supper. I'll make you a good supper.
Well, I don't know. I ought to get back.
Come on, honey. Go on and wash up. Go ahead. Give us a chance for a little while to... kind of pretend the money belongs to us.
Baby, this coffee really hits the spot. Why didn't you eat, honey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just thinking.
About the $12,000? Well, someday we'll have it too, baby.
We've got it right now, Harry.
Well, yeah, for about 5 more minutes. Well, I guess I better report in now. It's been almost an hour. Walker will be calling the company pretty soon. I want the money to be in the safe when he does. Will you give me the wallet, Helen?
How do you know Walker will call the company?
Oh, we've been through all that. He'll call because he'll remember the ride with me. We went over a bumpy stretch, easy for his wallet to pop out then. He'll probably remember that.
He could have lost it in so many other places. He may not even think of the cab ride. And if he doesn't, won't you feel like a fool?
Well, it's better than cooling my heels in some jail.
You know what I'd do if I were you?
What?
I'd take the chance that Walker wouldn't remember, that he wouldn't call. I'd keep the money.
Now, Helen, stop that.
That's what I do, but not you. You've always been afraid to take a chance. You'll always be content to do nothing.
I'm sorry I ever came back here with the money. Now give it back to me. I'm turning it into the company.
Do you love me, Harry?
Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
Now it has everything to do with it. If you leave this house with this money, when you come back, I'll be gone.
Now you're talking like a sap.
I mean it.
Come on, give me the wallet.
Here it is, Harry. When you come back, I'll be gone.
Yeah, I bet you will. Well, I gotta be going. I'll see you later, honey. I'll be home later.
Doesn't matter when you come home. You won't find me here.
Ah, you stop talking like that. So long, Helen.
It's really goodbye, Harry. I mean it.
You... From the first day we were married, you've been twisting me around your little finger. Only because you know how much I love you, how much I need you. And yet you'll never stop doing that, will you, Helen?
Well?
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. Nothing. Leave everything to me.
Cab Company.
This is Mr. Sidney Walker's personal secretary calling.
Don't tell me that cab Mr. Walker ordered hasn't got there yet. I sent it out hours ago.
Oh, no. It got here all right. It's not that. We're trying to locate Mr. Walker, and I just wondered if by any chance you might have heard from him.
What? No. If he got his cab all right, why should he have called us?
Oh, yeah, of course. You're right. Well, thank you very much.
Well?
He hasn't reported anything yet.
That don't make sense. $12,000 is a lot of money, even for Walker.
Give me the phone book.
Who are you going to call now?
Mr. Walker, of course. We got to find out why he hasn't reported losing his wallet.
Oh, look. Why don't you let me bring the money back? Maybe he'll give me a good reward. He might even give me the...
You're not going to do anything. Let me see now. Oh, there we are. Oh, here it is. Here.
You're going to get us in trouble, Helen.
I know what I'm doing.
Hello?
Hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Walker, please.
Well, he's not in right now. This is Mr. Walker's housekeeper. Could I take a message?
Oh, no. This is a personal matter. Where could I be certain of reaching him?
Nowhere until 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yes, that's when he does his nightly broadcast, you know.
Yes, of course. And what time does he reach the station?
9:55.
Uh-huh. You're quite sure he'll be there then?
Oh, my heavens. You could stake your life on it. That's been his schedule for a good many years. Who's this talking? Are you a friend of Mr. Walker's?
Oh, yes. My husband and I have known Sidney for a long time.
Well, as long as you're a friend, I can tell you. Mr. Walker has a busy evening ahead of him.
Oh?
He lost his wallet an hour or so ago. It contained a lot of money, enough for a payment on a house he's wanted.
That's too bad. I do hope he finds it.
Oh, he'll find the wallet all right. He's out looking for it right now.
Does he have any idea where he might have lost it?
Oh, yes, he certainly has. And he's mighty disappointed it hasn't been returned.
He knows who found the wallet?
Not exactly. The way he told it to me, he knows who should have found it. But that is, he didn't tell me the rascal's name.
I see.
He's too kind and easygoing, that's what he is.
Yeah, he's always been that way.
I'd have called the police and right away.
Why hasn't he?
Oh, he doesn't want to cause any embarrassment or hard feelings, you know. So first, he's going to look everywhere else he's been this evening.
And if it still doesn't turn up?
Well, he says if this fellow he suspects hasn't come by the apartment to return the money by the time he gets home, then he'll report it all right. Oh, but my gracious, here I am gabbing away a mile a minute. I'm sure all this doesn't interest you.
Oh, it does. Of course it does. Now, if we want to reach Sydney before he gets home, you say he'll arrive at the radio station just before 10?
At 5 minutes to 10, on the dot.
Well, then, we'll contact him there. Thank you. Harry.
Yeah?
That was his housekeeper. Now, what she says, he knows he left the wallet in your cab.
See, I told you.
Yeah, but he hasn't reported it yet. Mr. Walker is a very fair man.
Oh, well, I'll have time to bring it down to the company then.
Harry, how many times do I have to tell you? You're not going to bring it down to the company. Now, come on. You got to decide what we can do between now and midnight to keep Walker from reporting his loss.
But there's nothing we can do. You just said he knows he left the money in my cab.
That's right.
Well, then what is there to decide? What are you smiling about?
Was I smiling? I was thinking of something.
Of what?
Now, there is really only one way in all the world to keep Walker from telling about that wallet.
What are you talking about? The only way to keep Walker from telling would be to kill him. Now, look. We gotta decide what we're gonna do, so let's stop the jokes.
Do I look like I'm joking?
No. No, you don't.
There's that gun in the dresser drawer. It's never been used. They can never trace anything to you.
Oh, Helen, what are you talking about?
You've got to kill him. It's simple arithmetic.
How can I? He's never done me any harm.
If he lives, he'll call the police and tell him you've stolen his money.
That's why I gotta return the money.
If you do that, you'll lose your wife.
No, but Helen,
Listen to me. Listen. Look how simple it is. At 5 minutes to 10, you can be absolutely certain that he'll be entering the broadcasting studio. If you were waiting outside for him, there's so many quiet places you could take him. With a gun.
Yeah, but Helen, listen to me. Even if I wanted to kill him, I couldn't. I haven't the nerve.
Oh, yes, you have.
What?
You see, Harry, there are some men who can kill 100 times. It doesn't bother their appetite. They still get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, but not...
Yeah, no, I know. No, not you. Not you, Harry. But every man, even a weakling like you, can kill once. He's got to kill to get rid of the thing that'll destroy him.
Now, Helen, please, I can't.
You can. Harry, you can do it for me.
Oh, why don't you just let me bring the money back? It'd be so much better that way.
Harry, what time is it?
What?
What time is it?
It's 9:10.
You couldn't bring the money back now, even if I let you.
But why?
What time should you have reported in with your cab?
Why? Oh. So that's it.
See what I mean? If Walker reports his loss now, you're in trouble no matter what you do. They'll know you were thinking of keeping the money. In their eyes, that's almost as bad as really keeping it.
Yeah, but I have...
You know the rules of that company. You're supposed to inspect your cab after every fare. If they don't arrest you, they'll fire you. They'll blackball you. You'll never get another job.
That's why you kept me here. Made supper for me, dolled around. You figured that one out too, didn't you, Helen?
Yeah, I figured that one out too. Walker, I'll get to the station at 5 to 10. You've got 45 minutes. Start out and act as if you're on a regular run. That'll be your alibi later. Just stop at the usual places, talk to the boys, and act as if it were just another night.
Yeah, what about my schedule? I'm supposed to be in at 8:30.
Yeah, well, you can always tell him that business was so good you couldn't come in. Shall I get the gun, Harry?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Harry, is it you?
Beg pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was my husband. What do you want?
Oh, you must be Mrs. Blake, Harry's wife, huh?
Yeah, what do you want?
Say, have I talked to you on the phone before?
Why?
Your voice sounds kind of familiar.
You may have. Who is this?
This is Dave Harris over at Peerless Cab Company.
Peerless Cab Company?
Yeah, say, have you seen Harry in the last couple hours?
Why, no, he's out working.
Well, he should have been through with his shift at 8:30. It's 25 to 10 already. That's not like Harry.
25 to 10. Is something wrong?
Well, I don't know. One old Harry's regular customer, Sidney Walker, called up a few minutes ago from a restaurant on the way to do that broadcast he does.
Yeah?
He thinks he left his wallet in Harry's cab. He said he thinks he left
his wallet. I heard you.
Well, there was $12,000 in the wallet, Mrs. Blake. Walker says he's looked everywhere else that he might have lost it and hasn't turned up. He just wants me to contact Harry as soon as possible and tell him to look in the back of his cab.
Well, if Harry should call, I'll tell him to get in touch with you right away. I should... What did you say before?
Huh?
Walker called and told all this before he started for the station?
What? What are you talking about, Mrs. Blake?
Nothing. Nothing. Walker called before he reached the station. Harry will be waiting at the station to kill him. Now Walker's already told him that maybe Harry kept the wallet. Everything will point to Harry. They'll arrest him 10 minutes after he kills Walker, and Harry will tell him everything. He's weak. He'll try to blame me. He'll tell him I made him do it. I gotta call him back. I gotta stop him before he kills Walker. 25 to 10. 20 minutes to reach him. I gotta reach him. 20 minutes to reach Harry. 20 minutes to call him back. I told Harry, make all the regular stops so everybody will remember him. Let me think. Gotta think. Oh, he'll stop for gas at the taxi garage. Yeah. Yeah, I reached him there before. The number's written down someplace. It's in his little book. Oh, I'm shaking so I can't. Here it is. 206. 552.
Peerless Garage, Max speaking.
This is Mrs. Blake calling, Harry Blake's wife.
Yeah, Mrs. Blake.
Yeah, has Harry been there yet? To get his gas, I mean.
No, he hasn't been here all night. Say, what's he been up to?
What do you mean?
Well, I just got a call from the main office to hold him here when he does show up.
Look, Mac, Harry's always talked to you as friends.
Why, sure. But
yeah,
I...
Yeah, well, he's in trouble. Terrible trouble. I haven't got the time to explain, but if I don't reach him by 10, I don't know what'll happen.
Well, I don't know what I can do, Mrs. Blake.
Well, you can tell me the names and the telephone numbers of some of the places that cabbies like Harry stop off at.
Well, he's...
You know, when they're on their runs.
Well, sometimes the boys stop at Kessler's Coffee Shop on 6th Avenue for coffee.
What's their number?
Wait a minute. It's Estate, 8570.
Estate 8570. All right. Where else?
Oh, maybe if he had a few minutes to spare, he'd go into Frank's Tavern on Washington Boulevard. I don't know the number there.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Where else?
Of course, he might go up to Union Headquarters to chew the rag with the boys.
Union Headquarters, yeah. Where else?
Look, there's lots of places he might stop off at. You gotta reach him by 10 o'clock, huh? Well, that doesn't leave you much time.
No, it doesn't leave me much time. I'm trying to locate Harry Blake. Has he been there tonight? He hasn't. Well, if he does show up, will you tell him to call his wife? Tell him it's very important. You're sure Harry isn't in? Well, could you just kind of look around again? All right, if you're sure. But listen, if he does drop in, you tell him to call home right away. Harry Blake. Yeah, the cab driver. He was in your place just a few minutes ago. Oh, can you call him back? Please, it's terribly important. I know you're awful busy and everything, but... Hello? What am I gonna do? I gotta stop him.
15 minutes to 10. 10 minutes, only 10 minutes. I gotta think. Radio station's on 6th and Main. That's 2 miles away. Maybe I could get to Harry before Walker reaches there. I gotta try. I gotta stop him. Driver?
Huh?
When I got in your cab, you told me you could get me to the radio station in 10 minutes.
Oh, I didn't give you no guarantees, lady. I'm doing the best I can.
I got to get there before 5 or 10. You told me you could make it.
It don't do no good to holler in my ear, lady.
There must be some way to make better time. Can't you take side streets or something? Again, you've stopped.
It's the traffic, lady.
But you told me.
I know what I told you, but I didn't figure on so much traffic.
Please, hurry.
Yeah.
I'll pay you anything if you just get me there.
Oh, dame's always in a hurry to move.
Now what's wrong?
I told you, lady, the traffic is lousing us up.
What time is it now?
About 10 minutes to 10.
Don't tell me about. I want the exact time.
Oh, exact time. 7 minutes to 10.
7 minutes to 10? How much further is it to the station?
Well, I can tell you this. We're not going to make it in 2 minutes.
Then there's no need to make it at all. Take me home. Just a minute or two before 10. I'll be coming home soon. Wanting to hide under the bed, whimpering like a dog. They'll trace the killing to him fast enough. They'll come here, they'll take us both away. And money, too. The money, too. Wait a minute. Why should they come here? Why should they get the money? Why do I have to take the blame for what he did? I didn't commit the murder. Maybe I could get away. They wouldn't look for me too hard. Yeah. Why should I take the blame for what Harry did?
Police Department, Sergeant Graham speaking.
I want to report a murder.
What's that?
It's too late to stop the murder, but you can still catch the killer.
Wait a second. Now, just who is this killer?
His name is Harry Blake. He drives a taxi cab. The taxi number is 365. You should find him somewhere around the radio station. And
just who did he kill?
He killed Harry.
Evening, Helen. Go on, finish your conversation.
How'd you get back here so soon?
A good cabbie can make time when he has to.
You killed him?
It's just after 10 o'clock. Turn on the radio and find out. Oh, you're talking on the phone. I'll turn the radio on for you.
Harry, the police are coming to look for you. They'll catch you, Harry. Did anybody see you do it? Did they try to? Harry!
With his brilliant analysis of foreign affairs, Mr. Sidney Walker.
Oh!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sidney Walker.
No.
I'm going to bring you.
I don't want to hear it.
I have.
Turn it off! Turn it off! You couldn't, after all. I should have known. I actually thought you went through with it. Ha! You didn't have the nerve.
I know. I didn't kill him. But I did have the nerve.
What?
Sit down. You gave me the nerve. That pep talk before I left, it was very true, you know.
What are you talking about?
You remember? Even a weakling like me can kill once if he's got to kill to rid the one thing that'll destroy him. Those were your very words.
Then why didn't you kill Walker?
because I got to thinking about what you said and how right you were. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized.
Realized? What?
That I was headed in the wrong direction.
What do you mean by that? Put that gun away, Harry.
In order to rid myself of the one thing in the world that can destroy me, I had to come back here to you. Helen.
Hello? Hello? What happened there? Hello?
Hello? This is the police department, isn't it? I heard her speaking to you as I was opening the door.
Yeah, sure, it's the police department. What's going on there? What were those shots?
Wasn't my wife reporting a murder?
Oh, yeah, she was. She gave us all the information, except she didn't tell us who was going to be killed.
Oh. Well, you see, officer, until this very moment, she really didn't know.
Love, Honor, or Murder, starring Kathy Barnett and David Fritz. The episode also featured Kathleen Worfel, Mark Leiby, Joshua Gleason, Darrington Clark, and Austin Taylor Smith. It was directed by Gary Heiserer. Caleb Stoller was the sound designer, and Mary Robinson was the sound supervisor. It was produced in conjunction with the UMKC Theater Sound Department, with a special thanks to Greg McIndar. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible by donors like you. Our program sponsors are the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, the Muriel McBride Kaufman Foundation, the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Miller Nichols Charitable Foundation, Theater League, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, and a very special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. And now, mark your calendars. Kansas City Actors Theater is going to present a comedy fit for a king with an online play reading of Molière's The Pests, newly translated and adapted by Dr. Felicia Landré. This virtual performance will be on March 7th at 5 p.m. and is presented in cooperation with K.C. Molière 400 in 2022. It's going to feature some of your favorite Kansas City actors and will be available for viewing after the initial performance until March 11th. For more information, visit our website, kcactors.org. But before that, next week, Kansas City Actors Radio Theater will perform one of the best-known episodes in the entire suspense series, Sorry, Wrong Number, starring KCAT board member Hillary Clemens. I'm your host, John Rensenhouse, and thanks for listening. Until next time, stay healthy and stay tuned.